This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. It's indisputable that we are living in a dishonest world. There is rampant dishonesty all around us. There is dishonesty in politics that almost everyone is witness to, international relations. There is dishonesty in business. There is dishonesty in entertainment. There is dishonesty in social media that you witness daily if you're on it, or even become a participant in it, because that is what is dominant. There is dishonesty in how people present themselves, how they carry themselves, who they claim they are, to the effect that it is the dishonest, the liars, are the ones who seem to prosper. And in the face of all of this, it is important not to surrender to all of this just because it's dominant, it's the norm, that's what people do. But to resurrect the virtue of honesty, of as-sidq, which is fundamental to Islam and to your practice of Islam. That is when the Prophet ﷺ, he was sent with a message of Islam. It is called in the Quran as-sidq. وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ. Those who brought the truth and they believe it. And the one who brought the truth is Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. It's called sidq, what is honest. And those who believe in it honestly, those who will prosper and triumph with Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. When the emperor, the Byzantine emperor, asked Abu Sufyan before Abu Sufyan's Islam, does he alayhi salatu wasalam lie about people? Did you experience him lying? And he said, no, never once did he lie. And then he said, in reply to that question and the answer he received, he says he would not leave lying about people and lie about God. Meaning if his habit is not to lie, never to lie, then he would not lie about God when it comes to God. Honesty, as-sidq, does not simply mean that when you speak, you're honest with your speech. It does include that, but it's not limited to it. As-sidq, honesty, is inclusive of all of us. Everything that we do, internally and externally, must yield to honesty. So there is honesty in your intention, sidq, in your ikhlas. Meaning, what do you want from all of this? What do you want when you worship Allah? Do you want Him or someone else? What do you want when you pray? What do you want when you fast? What do you want when you give sadaqah? Are you honest with Allah Azza wa Jal that this is for Him? Without that, it's dishonest. You look like someone, but in reality you're someone else. There has to be honesty in ikhlas. And there has to be honesty in commitment to Allah Azza wa Jal. As-sidqu ma'a Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَتْ سُورَةً. The believers say, why not a surah be revealed, meaning surah where there is command or at least permissibility to fight. Allah continued and He said, فَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ مُحْكَمَةٌ وَذُكِرَ فِيهَا الْقِتَالِ رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ نَظَرَ الْمَخْشِيِّ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ فَأَوْلَى لَهُمْ طَاعَةٌ وَقَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ فَإِذَا عَزَمَ الْأَمْرُ فَلَوْ صَدَقُوا اللَّهَ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. He says, but you see that when a clear surah comes down and it mentions fighting, prescribing it, you will see those who have disease in their hearts looking at you as if they're about to die. It is better for them to obey Allah and speak righteously. And when the matter gets serious, if they are honest with Allah, then that'd be better for them. And what does it mean when the matter gets serious, when it's actually time to fight? What does then mean that they are honest with Allah? Sadaqullah means that they commit themselves to Allah's command. They say, we believe this is from Allah, and we commit ourselves to it, and we will do our best to fulfill it, and we'll ask Allah for help. And He says, if they do this, it would be better for them. And this is what it's called, as-sidqu ma'allah, that you'd be honest with Allah, you'd be honest with His religion. And then you get to ask yourself, am I honest with Allah Azza wa Jal in His religion, in adhering to it? How many of us say, I want to be a better person, I do want to pray, I do want to fast, I want to put the hijab on, I do want to avoid these sins? And we say these things, and maybe we partially mean them, but we fail. Why do we fail? Had we been really honest with Allah Azza wa Jal in wanting these things, Allah will aid you. Allah will guide you. Allah will facilitate these things for you and me. But because we partially want them, but partially we do not want them, we don't exert ourselves, we don't push ourselves, we don't really wish for it. Because the mark of wanting something is devoting your whole self to it. You see those who really want to be rich, and I mean really want to be rich, they give their whole life to it. And maybe they get it or maybe they don't. Those who want to be famous or successful, that's their preoccupation. They keep at it until they achieve that goal, and maybe they get it and maybe they don't, because this is dunya after all. Not everybody's going to get what they want from it. But if you want something religiously, ask yourself, are you honest with Allah? Are you honest with yourself that you want this particular thing? فَلَوْ صَدَقُ اللَّهِ. If you're truly honest with Allah Azza wa Jal in wanting this thing, then you would commit to it and say, I want it. And you will ask Allah for it, and you will do your best to get it. And if that happens, that will be better for you. And if you do that, Allah Azza wa Jal will give that to you. There was once an Arabi, a Bedouin, who came to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and he accepted Islam, and he said, I want to migrate to where you are. And he migrated. And in one of those battles, after they fought the enemy for some time and they got to rest, when they were resting, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was dividing the bounties that they got from that battle, and he gave him his share. So that man came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, what is this? This is something that Allah Azza wa Jal has for you as a consequence of your participation. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I did not enlist, I did not fight, I did not follow you for money. I followed so that an arrow would fly, hit me in the neck and kill me. And I'd be martyred for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ إِن تَصْدُقِ اللَّهَ يَصْدُقِ. It says, if you're honest with Allah, Allah will repay that honesty. Meaning, if this is really what you want, and this is really what you're trying to get, Allah will give it to you. Then the battle resumed. And then an arrow flew and hit him exactly where he had pointed, and he fell dead. They carried him to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala ahuwa hu. He says, is he the same man who came before and said what he said? They said, oh yes, my messenger of Allah. Qala sadaqa Allah fa sadaqa. He says, he was honest with Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal repaid him for that honesty. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam shrouded him, wrapped him in his own jubba, in his own clothes. And he prayed janazah for him. And they said, what we could hear from what he said alayhi salatu wasalam in the dua, Allahumma hadha abduka qad hajara fi sabilika wa stushhida fi sabilika wa ana shahidun alayhi. He said, oh ya Allah, he is a servant of yours who migrated to you, was martyred for your sake, I'm a witness for him. If you're honest with Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah elevates you in ways and to places you did not think possible. Allah will be beside you to support you. But the thing here is, where are we? Internally and externally. إِن تَصْدُقِ اللَّهَ يَصْدُقِ. If you really are honest with Allah, Allah will repay you for that honesty. You want to stay away from that sin, from that swamp, from that contamination, from that lifestyle. You really want it. He said, be honest with Allah. Inside, ask Allah for it. Allah say, I really want it. And then externally, do whatever is possible for you to escape it. And Allah Azza wa Jal will get you out of that thing, no matter what that thing is. Nothing is greater and more powerful than Allah Azza wa Jal. فَلَوْ صَدَقُ اللَّهَ. If you're honest with Allah, that would be best for you. In another story, Anas ibn Nadr radiyallahu anhu, he said, for some reason he did not witness the battle of Badr. And he said, I've missed the first battle with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Indeed, by Allah, if he were to allow me another opportunity, Allah will see what I will do. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. Among the believers are men who are truthful in what they have promised Allah Azza wa Jal. They say this was revealed about that. So in the battle of Uhud, when Muslims or some Muslims withdrew and flee, Anas ibn Nadr, he say, I am innocent of what they are doing. And he head towards the enemy. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, he said, where are you going? He said, I can smell Jannah closer to me than the mountain of Uhud. I can smell, like physically, I can smell Jannah closer than the mountain of Uhud. And I want you here to process all of this, because all of this happens because of honesty with Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm giving my life, I made a promise, I'm fulfilling this promise. Jannah, I can smell it closer than Uhud. قال سعد بن معاذ فما استطعت أن أعمل ما عمل يا رسول الله. He says, O Messenger of Allah, I could not match what he has done. When he was killed, they counted how many injuries he had in him. And it was 80 plus. He had been struck with swords, spears, and arrows. And he was mutilated. And his sister could only identify him with his fingers. He was honest with Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah was honest with him. And so, as you are practicing Islam, as you're obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, think to yourself about the bounty that awaits you when you say, I believe that this is the truth. and I will commit myself to it. I have no doubts about it. I will commit myself to it. And when I do this, Allah Azza wa Jal will open the doors that you need for you to reach it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد أما بعد. Of honesty, or the branches of honesty, is for the inside to match the outside and the outside to match the inside. For the devotion that is exhibited externally, the khushu', for it not to simply be something that gets performed by the limbs, by the body, but the heart is absent and the heart is distracted and the heart is rebellious. So you have to ask yourself, because the discrepancy, the difference between the outside and the inside, that is the mark of hypocrisy. هذه سمة المنافق. The essence, the leg upon which hypocrisy stands is lying. الكذب. Where the inside is different than the outside, the public is different than the private. So you have to ask yourself, what am I, who am I among people versus alone? Among family versus friends? Externally, when people see me, or in the masjid versus privately and secretly when no one can watch? My heart versus my body. And if there is a mismatch between all of these things, you have to bring it back into harmony and never be content with I'm outside righteous but inside unrighteous. I'm publicly good but internally I'm not. I wish for the worst but no one knows about it, but I keep hiding it. And you live this type of life. You have to bring both into harmony. So you say, if people think I am the best, I should be the best. If people think I'm righteous, my heart should be righteous as well. Otherwise, something is missing and it will catch up with you when Allah Azza wa Jal tests you. Because under the pressure of that test, you will not be able to maintain that facade. You will collapse. And the inside will come outside, and the weakness and the disease will come outside, and people lose their faith, and people lose their iman, or lose their taqwa, or lose their practice. Where did this come from? Whereas we could see you before, and you could see me before, a righteous person, it's because the inside was dishonest. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. It says, do people think that they will be left alone to say we believe and they are not going to be tested? Indeed, we tested those who came before them, and Allah will know and differentiate between those who are honest and those who are not, those who are lying. Those who say, but they don't truly believe. So you're living in a world today where you are going to be tested day and night, year after year. Tested physically, tested mentally, tested with your money, tested with your family, tested religiously. And if there is no honesty on the inside to match what you're doing on the outside, you will collapse. Honesty protects you in the dunya, and honesty protects you in the akhirah. قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم. Allah said, this is the day when the truthful, the honest, will prevail because of their honesty. How did they become honest? It didn't just simply begin or end with their tongue being honest when they speak. They're honest in everything that they do, in their claims of iman, in their practice, in their commitment, in their lifestyle. This is why a Siddiq is called a Siddiq. This is if you ever imagine or hope to be a Siddiq. How do you become a Siddiq like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? It's because everything that he had done and is honest. What he says, what he commits to, his life, his promises, his speech, All of it is honest. And you can begin with honesty on the tongue. You can begin there, but you should not just stop there. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يَجَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَصْدُقُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. He says, honesty leads to righteousness. And righteousness leads, where does it take you? Takes you to Jannah. And you'll continue to be honest until you will be with Allah, a Siddiq. So if you want the first path to the level of righteousness, al-bir, is to be honest with your tongue. Don't lie. Never lie. Never lie. Because lying leads, as he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, to sinfulness, al-fujur. And that leads to hellfire. And you'll continue to lie until you are with Allah a liar. Written with Allah, known with Allah as a liar. So you want to begin, you say, I will only speak the truth with my tongue. I will not lie, not embellish, not exaggerate, not hide the truth. I will always be truthful. Because after all, this is the character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, ما كان خلق أبغض إلى رسول الله من الكذب وإن كان الرجل لا يكذب عنده الكذبة فيجد عليه بها حتى يعلم أنه أحدث منها توبة. He says, there is no character that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام hated more than lying. And a person would lie in front of him, and the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would continue to be uncomfortable with this person, upset with him, until he knows that he had repented from this particular sin. There's a discomfort that Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had with liars. And so if you want the path of righteousness, do not lie. And then when it begins as not lying with your tongue, extends into not lying in your lifestyle, with your deeds, with how you present yourself, who you claim you are. It will include how you live, what you claim to believe. It will include you on the inside and you on the outside. And when that happens, then you are righteous enough to fight the falsehood that is around you and never submit to it and never surrender to it. So I want you here to ask yourself, bi-idhnillah azza wa jal, what is it that you believe in? And do you believe it? And are you willing to commit yourself to it? Like, if it is the truth, and you believe it's going to take you to Jannah, what is stopping you from following what's going to take you to Jannah? Rationally, what is stopping you from following what is going to take you to Jannah? If Allah said one thing, and your nafs, your hawa, is saying something else, and you know and you believe what Allah said is better, what is stopping you from embracing what Allah has said? And being honest with Allah and what you said about your belief, what is stopping you from following it? And you know that it's going to bring you the best results in the dunya and in the akhirah. Now the least of it is what? Serenity. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, as-sidqu tuma'nina wal-kadhibu riba. He says, honesty is serenity, comfort. Whereas dishonesty is hesitation and discomfort. You will find the liars, whatever lie they partake in and they bring into their life, always uncomfortable, always dissatisfied. And you will find the honest, always happy, always serene, pleased with whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla had given them. So they ask yourself, if this is true, you should be truthful in following it. And committing yourself to it. And asking Allah Azza wa Jal for it. And nothing again is greater than the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we ask Allah, Arham al-Rahimeen, to make us of the truthful and with the truthful. We ask Him, Rabb al-Alameen, to give us truthful tongues and truthful hearts and truthful bodies. We ask Him, Rabb al-Alameen, to make us of those who are devoted to His religion and to the sunnah of His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, internally and externally. We ask Him, Rabb al-Alameen, to cleanse our hearts. Ya Allah, we ask You, We plead with you. We know that our hearts have hardened. We know that our hearts are rebellious and they are filled with sin. We know our hearts have strayed away. We ask you, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, soften our hearts. We ask you, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, purify our hearts. We ask you, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, bring our hearts to you, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen. We ask you, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, fill our hearts with iman, with taqwa, with your love and love of your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask you, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, to make Jannah an easier path for us and hellfire a more difficult path for us. We ask you to bless us and our spouses, our children, our parents, our families, our communities. We ask you to bless the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask you, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, to send your mercy upon all Muslims, the afflicted, those who are in hardship, wherever they may be, in particular in Palestine, in Sudan, and any other place where a Muslim may be suffering. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين